Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. www.realworldradio.fm.
Dignified resistance in Malaysia, indigenous people standing in defense of their lands against governmental and business abuses. Approximately 800 Orang Asli indigenous people are blockading since February 15, 2018, at several areas of the Wan Musan district, Kelantan State, Malaysia, in defense of the environment and their customary rights over land and to stop forest exploitation, mining, and large-scale monoculture plantations. "We want to block any activity that would destroy the environment," said the chairperson of the Kelantan Orang Asli Village Network, Mustafa Along, in a video interview conducted by environmental organization SAM, Friends of the Earth Malaysia, which SAM shared with Real World Radio. Mustafa explained that indigenous peoples depend on forests and that when these ecosystems are destroyed, the lives of the communities are directly impacted. "We will continue to blockade as long as the state government remains silent and does not give a decision," stated Mustafa. SAM issued a press release on March 1st, where they warned that several business activities in the indigenous lands are affecting their watersheds, settlements, cemeteries, and forest produce, among other things. The protest measure by the indigenous people aims to stop forest exploitation, mining, and large-scale monoculture plantations in the lands that belong to communities through their customary rights. But they also aim to raise awareness about their struggle and the impacts of forest destruction around the world, not only indigenous communities. "We are facing many problems now as a result of the forests being destroyed, including global warming. This is not just an Orang Asli issue, it is a problem that affects the rest of the world too. We hope our little effort would raise awareness on the issue and everyone would join our struggle," added Mustafa in the interview with SAM. The environmental organization denounces in its press release that Kelantan authorities have been approving logging activities, monoculture plantation projects, land use conversion to agriculture, and mining in the permanent reserve forests, without respecting their customary rights of indigenous peoples. SAM states that land use conversion in permanent reserve forests does not only destroy the original forest cover through the clear felling harvesting method, affecting forest biodiversity, but it also affects the rights and lives of the Orang Asli in particular. Sabah Alam Malaysia, SAM, is disappointed with the Kelantan state authorities, which did not consider the recommendations that SAM and the Orang Asli community had submitted in the past, says a press release issued by the Malaysian organization, member of Environmental Federation Friends of the Earth International, present in 75 countries. The press release also makes reference to several moments where SAM, and in other cases a representative of the Orang Asli people, has submitted their feedback or suggestions to the state government aiming to stop the development of monoculture plantations or mining projects in permanent reserve forests, but without any luck. On the contrary, the Kelantan state government is still pursuing the implementation of large-scale monoculture plantation projects in the permanent reserve forest area, reads the statement. Nevertheless, SAM insists on their request to state authorities to stop the conversion of these forests into mining or monoculture plantation areas. They also demand the state to not allow logging in forested areas above 1,000 meters and that they ensure that the indigenous customary rights over land are respected. SAM is concerned that if the above-mentioned recommendations are not implemented, more serious environmental impacts such as floods, sedimentation, and pollution of rivers, loss of biodiversity, flora, and wildlife will occur. The lives and livelihoods of these indigenous people who depend on natural resources will be further marginalized, states SAM in their press release. Meanwhile, Mustafa demanded the Kelantan government to stop logging, mining activities, and monoculture plantations in their lands. "We hope that the state government would find other sources of income instead of logging," he stated in the interview with SAM. "We hope that the public would support us in defending our remaining forests. It would be a difficult task if we, the Orang Asli, are the only ones in the struggle to defend our forests. We feel that we need as much help as possible from those who can help us," added the chairperson of the Kelantan Orang Asli Village Network.
Real World Radio, broadcasting three words. Building popular communications by Fowai.